Summer has finally arrived here in North Central Kansas, and with that brings warm temperatures and new management tips to help navigate through the season. Hi everyone, this is Blair Todd, Livestock Production Agent for the Post-Rock District of Kansas State Research and Extension. I'm here today to give you tips on what cattle producers should be thinking about in the month of July. For tips on managing your spring calving cow herds, you should score cows for body condition score concurrent with grass growth. 2 to 4 year old females and thin females will respond most to early weaning. If you plan to early wean, make sure you develop your plan for feeding and marketing calves, prepare weaning and receiving pens and waterers in advance, and if you're feeding early wean calves, test your forages and have your ration plan and ingredients in place 2 to 3 weeks prior to weaning. And schedule early pregnancy checking activities now if you haven't already done so. For tips on your late summer and early fall calving cow herds, evaluate cows for body condition score and adjust your plan to ensure mature cows are greater than or equal to 5 and 2 to 4 year old females are greater than or equal to 6 at calving. Remember, the final 60 days prior to calving represents the last opportunity to add body condition score economically. You should also take the time to closely manage free choice salt and mineral programs. Record the date and amount of salt and mineral offered and calculate herd consumption on a pasture or group basis. You may need to adjust how you are offering salt and mineral products to cattle to achieve target intake. And if consumption is 2 times the target intake, then cost will be 2. And always remember to properly store bags and pallets to avoid damage and product loss. Continue to monitor bulls and their activity throughout the breeding season. You should monitor their body condition score, especially on young bulls. And if you're pulling bulls from cows to manage the length of the breeding season, schedule those dates and have them on the calendar in advance. If bulls have a body condition score less than or equal to 5 after breeding, consider supplementing to regain body condition going into fall. For your calf management tips, if you're creep feeding calves, closely monitor intake and calf condition. Monitor calves for summer respiratory illness and schedule any pre-weaning vaccination or processing activities. And lastly, for your general management tips, you should evaluate the growth of grass and adjust your grazing plan as needed. You should also continue efforts to control invasive species in pastures. Employ multiple strategies for late season fly and insect control. Begin taking inventory of harvested forages for your fall feed needs. And if you're planning to harvest corn silage, prepare your pile and bunker site and equipment. You should also consider visiting with your local FSA office if you plan to utilize CRP acres for emergency forage use or any other assistance program. I hope these reminders were helpful, and for more resources or questions on cattle management, contact me at any of our local Post-Rock District Extension offices. This has been Blair Todd, K-State Research and Extension, Post-Rock District.